Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Carroll. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast covers the top predictions for the ERP industry this coming year, and I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including industry trends, research, and analysis. Eric, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi Chris, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for joining us here again, and let's get started with the topic today. Here's my first question for you. Eric, are there any trends from 2012 that you think will likely continue into next year or beyond?
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's three in particular that we had called out for 2012 that we think will continue into 2013. One of them is consolidation of the vendors in the marketplace. We think that the macroeconomic situation isn't really going to get a whole lot better. In fact, a lot of economists are calling for slower growth or even negative growth across the globe. So I think that's going to lead to more kind of a shakedown among the ERP vendors. Mm-hmm. So you'll see some of the weaker players get weeded out and the larger vendors go out and acquire the smaller, weaker players. So I think that's one thing that you'll start to see. And I also think that because in that kind of environment, companies are going to be more risk adverse, that they're going to probably look more at SaaS and cloud-based solutions as potential lower-cost options to kind of get their foot in the door with an ERP solution rather than investing in large sums of money
right.
in a traditional ERP solution. Second thing that we think will continue is kind of more of this best-of-breed approach with ERP systems mm-hmm. rather than just going out and biting off an entire huge ERP implementation. They'll go out and buy, a CRM package or a financial system or HR package kind of as needed in terms of the priorities of the business rather than making those big investments up front.
Right.
So that kind of risk adversity, I think, will lead to more of a best-of-breed approach. And then we called this out last year, and we called it out again next year as a continuing trend. The third thing is the continued investment in mobile solutions and business intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think companies are going to look to ways that they can extend their ERP processes and data into, mobile solutions for their sales force or executives to access data, as well as business intelligence, just more robust reporting and making sense of all the data that's being captured in these larger organizations. So those are three in particular that we think will continue into the next year.
I see. Okay. A moment ago, you mentioned best-of-breed solutions. What about those? I mean, where do you see their market share going in 2013?
Well, given the fact that I mentioned before that we're predicting that companies are going to be a little more risk-averse with big single-system ERP systems, that just is naturally going to create opportunity for some of these best-of-breed systems to capture some of the market share in 2013.
Right.
So I think it'll continue. The one thing that CIOs and CFOs and just ERP practitioners in general need to be aware of or prepared for is that the best-of-breed approach can be good. It can be a good kind of piecemeal way for organizations to slowly invest more incrementally in their ERP software.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is that it will require more competencies related to solution architecture and integration as a way to tie together these potentially different best-of-breed systems. So that's the potential downside. It's not necessarily a negative thing or a bad thing, but it is something that will need to be managed in that kind of environment.
Okay. So what's your take on the future of SaaS and cloud ERP platforms? What do you think about that for 2013?
Well, I think it'll continue. The growth in that segment will absolutely continue. And in fact, especially with small and mid-sized organizations that aren't in a position to invest heavily in traditional ERP infrastructure, I think that SaaS and cloud trend will continue. But I think two things, kind of caveats to that, come to mind. One is that we still don't see SaaS and cloud solutions replacing traditional on-premise ERP anytime soon.
Okay.
There's just too many unknowns and concerns with SaaS, especially for mid-sized to larger organizations. So the growth will continue, but it's still going to be a smaller subset of the overall ERP space. The other kind of aspect of that, or the other caveat to SaaS growth, is that we think that the hype surrounding these lower cost solutions is going to subside, just because the SaaS and cloud options are becoming more mainstream. It's just becoming a common part of most ERP software packages in the industry. So rather than calling it out as a hot new industry trend, it's now becoming just embedded in the way companies deliver their ERP solutions to organizations, whether it be as an alternative to the on-premise approach, or whether it's they're creating separate SaaS options for their customers. So it's not that we think the trend is going to go away. It's just becoming a little bit more mainstream, and I think a lot of the hype will die down now that it's just becoming part of what is just one of the portfolio of options that most ERP software vendors are providing to the market.
Everyone, if you're listening now, of course, we're talking with Eric Kimberling about the top 10 predictions for the global ERP industry in 2013. We've got some more of Eric's insights and predictions for the coming year coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Speaking with Eric Kimberling today, managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP. He's telling us what he thinks his top 10 predictions for the global ERP industry in 2013 will be. And we've talked about best-of-breed solutions and other trends that Eric thinks will be happening in 2013, the future of SaaS and ERP platforms. Now, Eric, let's get back into the conversation. Tell me, do you think we'll see more companies embarking on ERP implementations in 2013, in general?
Well, I think you're obviously always going to see companies that are interested in ERP and that are investing in their ERP implementations, but I think you're probably going to see it at a slightly lower rate in 2013. Mm-hmm. And that's probably largely due to the fact that there is this economic uncertainty that we talked about. Globally, there's just a lot of macroeconomic headwinds that are creating that uncertainty. And there's also still a pretty high failure rate among ERP implementations. Mm-hmm. So that we think that more companies are going to maybe choose at a lower rate to go down the path of a full implementation. Instead, what we're already starting to see is more companies saying, you know what, it's not that we're not going to do ERP, but we're going to kind of get our house in order first before we invest heavily in ERP. So right. We're going to re-engineer our business processes. We're going to kind of leverage what we've got and make it better before we start going down the path of a new ERP system. So it's a little bit more, we expect to see a little bit more of a deferred approach to implementation and more of a focus on the business and getting the business house in order before investing heavily in implementations. Like I said, though, there's always going to be companies that are still going to go down the path of full-blown implementations, but we're just going to see it be a little bit more common for companies to defer the full implementations until they do some of the reengineering and organizational change that's needed to get the organization ready for the ERP system.
Right. So really, it's all part of people being a little bit more conservative and careful with the using the resources they have available before they spend the time and money to do other things in this, like you said, uncertain economic future that we've got going into 2013 here.
Yeah, and that's the way you just said it, the nail on the head. That's a good summary of our predictions in general, that the word conservative. We just think the conservatism of CFOs and just the risk adversity of the CFOs and CIOs at these companies is going to be the common name of the game going into 2013.
Right. Well, do you have any more predictions for the ERP industry that we haven't covered yet, Eric?
Well, there's a few. You know, we had 10 total, the top 10, but I think the handful that come to mind that we didn't cover, one is that there that we just mentioned, the uncertainty and risk aversion, especially for larger companies, we're going to see more of that. It's going to be the smaller, mid-size, and high-growth companies are probably going to be a little bit less risk-averse, but the larger and the upper mid-size companies are going to have that risk adversity that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be a growing gap between the knowledge of the smart organizations and the more do-it-yourself organizations. So I think we'll start to see or continue to see more of a dichotomy between the more sophisticated organizations that know how to handle their ERP initiatives well and the ones that don't know what they don't know and end up going out on a limb to try and do it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Another trend we talk about in the blog is the increase in the ERP failures and lawsuits. That I don't believe that was a prediction for last year, but 2 or 3 years ago we had that prediction and it kind of rang true. And even here late in 2012, we've seen a pretty significant uptick in our demand for our expert witness work, which is usually an indicator of lawsuits that are either already happening or about to happen.
I see,
And then the other is just more focus on competitive advantages and less focus on best practices. A lot of companies, I think we're getting a little bit lazy in terms of wanting to just lean on ERP software systems to tell them how to run their business with their so-called best practices.
Mm-hmm.
But now companies are looking a little bit more inward to say, okay, let's look at what we do and what we do well, and let's look at how we can benchmark ourselves to other companies to be even better than those companies. And then let's find the ERP software that's going to help us best get there. So I think those are just four trends that come to mind that we didn't talk about here today.
Okay. Well, we certainly covered a lot of ground today. Where can our listeners find out more?
A couple places. The immediate thing that listeners can look at is our Top 10 Predictions blog, which is on our website, as well as the Top 10 Predictions on-demand webinar. We did a 45 or 50-minute webinar that went into each of our 10 predictions in a little bit more detail. We also have our 2013 ERP report that will be coming out in February, which will be a good quantitative assessment of the state of the ERP industry and companies that are implementing ERP solutions. So that's something that listeners can look forward to in the new year as well.
Okay. Well, everyone, I've been speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions. Thanks, Eric, for joining us today as we wrap up the discussion here of predictions for the ERP industry. We appreciate
you
being here.
Sure, thank you, Chris.
Yes, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to have you, and someone as knowledgeable as you is always a great addition to the podcast. Once again, Eric was talking about his predictions for the ERP industry in the coming year. And you've been listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions, of course. Remember, if you've got any questions about the things that Eric and I have covered today, please check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.